Letters to Daniel, Volume 7. Letter 579. The Prayer of Jesus Against All the Fallen Babylonian Sons of God. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2017, in the third month, on the 25th day of the third month.
Jesus. Saturday, the 25th of March, 2017, 7 p.m. Some time ago the Lord Holy Spirit led me to an author and scholar by the name of Dr. Michael S. Heiser. He specializes in understanding ancient Near Eastern texts and languages, including ancient Hebrew. I first heard Mr. Heiser being interviewed on the radio talk show known as Coast to Coast AM, with Art Bell and George Norrie. He is one of the few Christian guests that had some frequency on the show. In 2015, Dr. Heiser published a book called The Unseen Realm. In it he writes about the divine council and refers to a certain sect of angels which God had assigned to the nations of men after the incident at the Tower of Babel, to help in their governance. These certain angels, however, rebelled against God and failed to keep their original assignment. Then, according to scripture, these same angels began to mistreat and abuse their human charges. This is referenced in the book of Psalms, chapter 82. According to the studies of Dr. Heiser, and confirmed by the Holy Spirit, this sect of rebellious angels have continued to this day in their ongoing rebellion against Yahweh and their ever-increasing abuse of humans. Last week I listened to a podcast where Dr. Heiser was interviewing two women who minister to those who become the direct victims of abuse caused by these fallen angels, specifically revealing the abominable treatment called satanic ritual abuse. It was by this testimony that the Lord impressed upon me in no small way that the activity of these fallen sons of God needed to be further addressed, and stopped altogether. While some of the Babylonian sons of God have already been identified in previous letters, all of the fallen Babylonian sons of God are being addressed in their entirety with this letter. Here therefore is the prayer of Jesus against all the fallen Babylonian sons of God. Dear Father in heaven, please hear our prayer against certain fallen angels known in Scripture as the sons of God, who rebelled after the incident at the Tower of Babel, and who continue to afflict mankind to this day. Do unto to them according to your word, for it is written that the book of Genesis, chapter 10, verses 1 through 32. Now this is the genealogy of the sons of Noah: Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And sons were born to them after the flood. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiraz. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Ripat, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarshish, Kaptan, and Dodanim. From these the coastland peoples of the Gentiles were separated into their lands, everyone according to his language, according to their families, into their nations. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, and Zabtecha. And the sons of Rama were Sheba and Dedan. Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord, Therefore it is said, like Nimrod the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Erech, Akkad, and Calneh, in the land of Shinar. From that land he went to Assyria and built Nineveh, Rehoboth-Urim, Calah, and Rezin between Nineveh and Calah, that is the principal city. Mizraim begot Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtahim, Pathrusim, and Caslahim, from whom came the Philistines and Gaphtarim. Canaan begot Sidon his firstborn, and Heth, the Jebusite, the Amorite, and the Girgashite, the Hivite, the Arkite, and the Zinite, the Arvadite, the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. Afterward the families of the Canaanites were dispersed, and the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon as you go toward Gerar, as far as Gaza, then as you go toward Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboiim, as far as Lasha. These were the sons of Ham, according to their families, according to their languages, in their lands and in their nations. And children were born also to Shem, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder. The sons of Shem were Elam, Ashur, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram were Uz, Hul, Gether, and Mash. Arphaxad begot Salah, and Salah begot Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan begot Almadad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jerah, Hadaram, Uzal, Diklah, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Avilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan, and their dwelling place was from Mesha as you go toward Sephar, the mountain of the east. These were the sons of Shem, according to their families, according to their languages, in their lands, according to their nations. These were the families of the sons of Noah, according to their generations, in their nations, and from these the nations were divided on the earth after the flood. The book of Genesis, chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech, and it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly." They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city, and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, "Indeed the people are one and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verses 7 and 8. Remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations, ask your father, and he will show you, your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance, when he divided mankind, he fixed the borders of the peoples, according to the number of the sons of God. The book of Psalms, chapter 82, verses 1 through 8. A psalm of Asaph. God stands in the congregation of the mighty, he judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly, and show partiality to the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy, free them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness, all the foundations of the earth are unstable. I said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for ye shall inherit all nations. The Book of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 through 19. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Therefore, we do hereby pray, Father, to have all the fallen Babylonian sons of God bound and cast into the pit for an undisclosed period of time, according to Scripture and by your will. Amen. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.